Clausius defined entropy as the amount of heat in or out of a body or a system divided by the temperature at which it takes place. If a hot body at 500 degrees loses 1,000 units of energy to a colder body at 250 degrees, then its entropy has decreased by negative 1,000 divided by 500 equals negative 2. The colder body at 250 degrees has gained 1,000 units of energy, plus 1,000 divided by 250, and its entropy has increased by 4. The overall entropy of the system, the hot and cold bodies combined, has increased by 2 units of energy per degree. All real, actual processes are irreversible because they result in an increase in entropy. It is nature's way of stopping heat from passing spontaneously of its own accord from something cold to something hot. Only ideal processes in which entropy remains unchanged can be reversed. They, however, never occur in practice, only in the mind of the physicist. The entropy of the universe tends toward a maximum. Alongside energy, Planck believed that entropy was the most important property of physical systems. Returning to Munich University after his year-long sojourn in Berlin, he devoted his doctoral thesis to an exploration of the concept of irreversibility. It would be his calling card. To his dismay, he found no interest, let alone approval, even among the very physicists who were closely concerned with the topic. Helmholtz did not read it. Kirchhoff did, but disagreed with it. Clausius, who had such a profound influence on him, did not even answer his letter. "The effect of my dissertation on the physicists of those days was nil," Planck recalled with some bitterness, even 70 years later. But driven by an inner compulsion, he was undeterred. Thermodynamics, particularly the second law, became the focus of Planck's research as he began his academic career.